people, purpose, patience. Your victories don't define your strength. Your struggles do. Your winnings don't define your strength. What you overcome does. What you've endured to get to that point, that's what's building you. That's what's building the character. That's what's giving you the determination. That's what's giving you the strength, so to speak, to not let it happen again. But even if it does, you know you can make it through it. Too many people these days only want their winnings displayed, so to speak. They don't want anybody to see them low. We all know that's a part of life. That's a part of achievement. The losses, they should be displayed just as much as your winnings. When you're an athlete, when you're a movie star, when you're any kind of celebrity, your everything is shown. But look at athletes when they win NBA titles, Super Bowls, golf or tennis championships, Coco Gauff, Venus Serena. Sorry about that. Coco Gauff, Venus Serena, Simone Biles, Michelle Wee, whenever they win, whenever those triumphant women win something, we all know what they've overcome. We've all known what they've went through. Diamond DeShields, we all know what she went through. We all know what Tiger Woods went through. That's why everyone's watching him still. Still. For the moment he raises that championship again, all of these years, all of these setbacks, personal demons and everything, look at, just look at everyone that we tear down. And I say we as in public, not you personally or me personally, but we as in just public with our public opinion and our hatred and everything like that. Flip that. You, regular person, put yourself in that position. Put yourself there in your at your job. Right now where you are, where you work. Would that be fair? If you had those same eyes, if you had that same harsh, horrific criticism for every move that you made, everything that you said, would you care to still thank the fans? Would you care to still smile and sign autographs? Would you care? I know I'm gonna be real honest with you. I wouldn't care at all. I wouldn't care at all if I got a glimmer of the hate LeBron got. But believe me, we all get that. We all get that. But what do we do? We sort of do the same thing that they do. When we get hatred, doubters, naysayers, criticism, we tend to focus all of our energy on that and let that be the reason why we try to succeed or we succeed, I'm sorry, or we succeed. We let that be the reason, we let that be the focal point. I'm not gonna fail because you said I was. I'm not gonna fail because you doubt me. So, like I said, the athlete that you don't like, celebrity that you don't like, realize that they're human too. Realize that they struggle. Realize that they feel. And I honestly said all of that for one in particular celebrity. Morning. I said all of that for one in particular celebrity. He's a bodybuilder. Guy that I've followed for years. Because even though I can't say I'll never achieve, but my level of consistency isn't where theirs is when it comes to bodybuilding. Because I've always wanted to look like and emulate. You know, I grew up in the 80s. It was Arnold, it was Mr. T, it was Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, you know, guys like that. But I never realized that they were human. You know, I never realized when I read negative things about them that, oh, they'll overcome this. They're the ultimate warrior. Or, you know, you're the Terminator. You know, I just watched Arnold in a movie destroy a whole army by himself. You know, why are people saying negative things about him? He's a hero. I didn't realize that these people were human, too. You know, like I said, I was speaking on one in particular person when I said all of those things I said about the criticism and the hatred and realizing that what you go through builds you. And I'm also going to say this as a man who struggles, as a man who's still struggling, as a man who's had multiple setbacks. It doesn't matter how many times you're knocked down, as long as you continue to get back up and keep fighting. Because one day you're gonna stand longer than you fall. You're gonna stand longer than you lay. Those setbacks aren't gonna come as frequent. His name is Kalem Von Maeger. He was a champion bodybuilder a few years back, and I believe he was in the lines to be the next He-Man when they were gonna redo a live action He-Man movie. I believe he was next for that. I do know he played Arnold in a movie about Joe Weider. And he had multiple sponsorships. Like I said, he was, you know, great looking guy, very charismatic, very down to earth. Well, we're all down to earth because we're all on earth. But anyways, very charismatic. But when you see that, you think this person has everything going. Everything, everything. There's no way that you could fail. All the magazines and things of that nature. And then, right when you feel that, and I'm just saying this from my personal experience, right when you feel that everything is right there, it's all in front of you, everything's aligned, when you stumble. When you stumble, and like I said in the previous episode, I forgot that I need to praise. I forgot that I need to show humility and always, always let Jesus Christ know that I understand. I understand it's not me, it's always you. And I'm not saying this particular individual has done that, because he hasn't. He hasn't. But I'm only speaking on him because of the negativity and everything that he's getting because of his struggles. He's had multiple injuries. I remember watching a documentary where he was mountain climbing with his brother, I believe, and I believe tore his tricep, I believe. Then there was another injury where he wrecked his knee. Then it was another thing where his, you know, beloved dog died. And then it was another just setback after setback after setback. And he kept going down, down. You stop hearing about him from movies. You stop seeing him, you know, all over social media as much. But the worst thing about it was the public opinion. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, he's just a man like we are. You know, why try to tear, or why tear him down? When, like I said, we all feel. And regardless of your level of celebrity or your status, those words hurt. You know, they say, I want you to just develop a thick skin. It's kind of hard to develop a thick skin when, like I was saying before, put yourself in that position. You, I'm not saying you're no one, you know, in status, but let's say you're a doctor. Let's say you're a doctor. Very important job, I might add. But everyone criticized you. Everyone pointed the finger at you. Everything you did was wrong. Every surgery you did, you should have been sued for. But I can go on further. You know, like myself, I'm just a seafood manager. And believe me, I get plenty of hate. Plenty of it. I don't really focus on it. Sometimes it gets to me. But back to the individual I was speaking on. After all of those setbacks, all of that negativity, he would still pick himself up, come back. You see him in the gym working harder than ever. You see him getting right back to looking at his peak. Then he has another setback. This most recent, the one that sort of got me pinpointing more attention to him, you know, paying more attention to him, you know, trying to send him the messages, having a conversation with him on social media and stuff, just trying to, you know, just man to man, you know, he didn't have to respond, but the small way that he did, you know, I appreciated that he even noticed the fact that I'm trying to, you know, just uplift in a way. He most recently jumped out of a two-story window. So when I heard about it, next thing I know, I saw him post all of these pictures from the hospital. Stitches everywhere, blood everywhere, wrecked his back and all of this, but he still shows humility. He still shows acceptance in a way for what happened to him. He didn't blame anyone. All he said was, this is another thing I'm going to have to overcome. And I felt that as a man, you know, because we all know we're going to fall again. We all know it's going to happen. Most of us do anyway, I shall say. Most of us know that it's going to happen. But the one thing the one thing that I seen him do was something that I need to learn to continue to do and stay consistent with my faith, just as much as I try to stay consistent with everything, because like I said before, I realize why I have to start over, so to speak. He always knew God was right there. He always knew God's comments, opinions, or anything like that trumps everyone else's. Because you see people with jokes, Caleb Von Meth Head, and no one pays attention to you anymore. I bet that's what has you on the verge of harming yourself or trying to harm yourself and stuff like that. But what does he do? Stay strong in his faith, because he knows he's gonna overcome. And we've all seen moments where celebrities have succumbed to the criticism and the negativity and all of the doubt. We've seen regular people succumb to that. I know quite a few people who've taken their own lives. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that thought of taking my last breath, taking my own life, wasn't right there. When you feel you're at your lowest, when you feel, I don't want to go through anything else. But you're still hearing my voice for a reason. I'm still walking my path for a reason. I'm still making mistakes. I still struggle. I still cry. I still grow. I still believe. I still have a determination inside of me to not be where I was yesterday. To not feel the same way that I felt last week. Because whether you're a celebrity or whether you're a regular person, just know that in any moment, you can stand or fall. Any moment. You just be prepared for anything. Isn't it? What I'm trying to get out. Because why this in particular, this one person in particular, his story and his struggles stood out, because regardless of what people say is because of, oh, now you're not doing everything right, so we're going to turn against you. We've seen it all. We've seen it happen. We've seen it happen with plenty of people. You've seen it happen with people personally to you. You turn your back, and I'm guilty of this as well. Turning my back on myself because I wasn't doing everything right. Or turning my back on family members or friends because I felt they weren't doing everything that they needed to do. Their chaos and their storm was interfering in my life. So what do? You walk away from that person. You tend to let that person go through all of that. Hey, you keep that over there. As I've gotten older, I've felt the need to be right there. And I believe it hit me when I lost a good friend of mine last year. And I've talked about it extensively on the podcast, but the reason why that one stuck with me is because even though we weren't living in the same area, and his demons kept him around there, I still knew that at some point, some moment, I still knew I made a difference. I still knew the moments that we spent together mattered. And when things happen like this, the people that you care about, you always feel a little bit of just sadness for yourself because you wanted to do more. You knew you could have done more, but you doing more for that person means you're doing less for yourself. So you sort of stuck. And we say what we always say. I pray for you. But a lot of the times, us saying I'll pray for you, that's the prayer. We don't follow through with anything. We barely follow through with shit for ourselves. So how can we keep a promise to a friend, keep a promise to whoever that we'll stay consistent, we'll stay right there. I won't leave, you won't leave. And it sort of just happens. You sort of wake up one day and realize you haven't seen a good friend of yours in months. You haven't spoken to a family member in months. When was the last time you spoke to your mother or your father? I know I'm the wrong person to speak about fathers, but hey. But you know what I mean, though. As much as we despise negativity, staying distant is sort of negative as well. That's why I try to reach out to as many people as I do, or try to put out as much light as I do, because you never know when the next time you're going to fall. You never know who's going to be there to pick you up. Got a good friend of mine who we used to hang out a lot, but now we're there more for each other on the emotional side. And I appreciate that just as much as I appreciate all the times we spent out, because that's a true person. And I'm not saying I lost the ability to be a true person. It's just that that's so rare these days that you're going to try, however, to stay in a person's life. You're going to do whatever you need to do to stay in a person's life. You're going to do whatever you need to do, even though you feel that person may be on top of the world, so to speak. You're going to try your hardest to make sure that they know that you're still right there, just in case they fall. It's being accountable. Picking a friend up when they fall, or just staying consistent with, you know, your check-in, so to speak. As people say, you know, got to check in on your strong friend, so to speak, because who's really there for them? Because when you perceive to think a person has it all, that's pressure as well. That's pressure as well when you seem to think a person has it all. When you think you don't have to, or look at everything that they're posting, or every time I talk to them, they're always talking about, I got this, I got that. A lot of the times, that's just a blanket for what you're really going through, what you're really feeling, the pressure of life, trials and tribulations of everyday life, because no matter where you are, there's always a moment, or anything could transpire to where the bottom could fall out, so to speak, you know? And you're not as strong as you think. You know, I tell people all of the time, just because you feel you're successful, or you feel you have things going the way that you need them to go, try to stay as humble as possible. Try to to keep the ground close to you as possible. I've had plenty of conversations with people where I've looked at them or they've made comments to where, oh, well, I can't sympathize with that. Or why do people let things get to them like they do? Or why can't you just pick yourself up out of that situation? As to think that just because you're in a certain position, that things can't happen to you. That you just feel that, I got this. I got life figured all the way out just because I said I was going to do this. Or I wrote this down. Or I got everything mapped out. Nothing's going to happen to me that I don't want it to. Because I'm in control of my life. That's not the way we need to be. Because as soon as you feel I'm in control, I got this, I got this, I got that. And I'm not trying to turn this into that sort of podcast or that sort of conversation that you have to look at the higher power in your life as being just that, the higher power. But it's, hey, now good morning.
Good morning.
But it's just that you have to believe that there's more than just your being, you know? Regardless of what you go through in life, regardless of what you feel you may know, there's more to it than just your being. It's more to it than just you physically getting up, doing this, changing that, because anything can step right in front of you. Anything can step right in front of you and throw it away. Just knock you off focus, knock you just a little bit off center, and everything is thrown off. And I had a conversation with a person saying that, why do you feel that that's always God? Morning. And when that person said, why do I feel that that's always God? It's because you can believe whatever you want to believe in. Just know that you're not the sole purpose for anything, really. People feel, and we've all seen movies where these men and these women have been in control. They've been in control. They've had everything in their life just the way that they wanted it. The way that they wanted it. But the time something pops up that isn't on your itinerary, it destroys you. That's because you've always you think of yourself as invincible, as untouchable. Nothing can get to you. Notice when we speak of the celebrities and people of that nature, how they have that aura around them that they're untouchable. They float. You're supposed to flock to them. They're your gods. They're not. I mean, and when I'm, you know, at events, or when you're at events or something like that, and you may happen to see a celebrity, what is the one thing that you realize? What's usually the first thing that you say, especially when you see like an action star or something like that? Oh man, you're not that big. You're not that big. Not meaning in the physical sense, but in the just life. You're looking at them, you can reach out, and you realize that they're just a person like you are. And all of this is coming from not only that one particular person that I was speaking of, but just a lot of different conversations that I've been having lately or been hearing that certain people are more than just that. You're not. Once you strip away your celebrity, strip away your financial status, your social status, you're a human being. And anything can happen to you. Anything can happen to you. You aren't big enough, or you aren't beautiful enough, or attractive enough, or anything like that to not be cheated on. You're not the strongest person in the world. You're not the smartest person in the world. There's always someone better. Now, can you have your moments? Can you have those incidents in life where you feel invincible? Yeah, you can have those moments when you feel like you're the best. You can have those. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having those days where everything goes your way. Man, I had a good day at work. Man, I had a great workout. Had a great time with my family. The movie was great. No bad parts in the movie. I read a great book. It kept my interest all the way through. Not everything is going to go that route. Just like every movie, just like every book, just like everything we look at, we view, you're going to have those bad moments. But what do? Continue to stand, continue to fight, continue to show what we're made of. And just like an individual that I was speaking of, setback after setback after setback, but continue to smile, continue to show humility, continue to show grace, continue to show life. But like I said, I'm not trying to turn this into that sort of podcast to where you're going to hear me preaching all of the time, because I'm in no way, shape, or form that person. I honestly don't feel no one is, to be quite honest with you. I don't feel anyone is that far along in life to where they can stand upon you on a pulpit or wherever and point the finger at you and just throw every bit of grief, bit of doubt, bit of judgment your way. And continue to act like that they're above it all. Because we've all seen pastors fall. We've all seen community leaders fall. Politicians fall. Hell, I've seen people I work with fall because you get a bit of notoriety or you feel like you're untouchable. But you let one bad moment and you don't take account of that bad moment and you figure, all right, this won't last. I'll get over it. I'll continue to be the person that I was. That's not possible. Morning. That's not possible to continue to stay who you are right after or during your moment, your test, your tribulation. You have to look at life like, okay, what did I do for this to happen? And a lot of the times it's not you. A lot of the times it's not you. It may be something that you're destined for, that you just haven't noticed. And you had to be taken back a little bit so you can be ready for everything else that's going to be given to you. Because we all can't feel that we is who we are right now. So we is who we are right now. We're ready for everything being that's going to be bestowed upon us. We're not ready for it. We're not ready for it. Just like I told you in the last episode, I had to be knocked back a little bit because I felt that I was ready for it. I felt I was doing everything I needed to do. I was ready for the podcast to be what I know it could be. I was ready for the auditoriums. I was ready for this. I was ready for that. What happened? Setback after setback. Injury after injury of my physical. And then downfall after downfall of my mental. I wasn't ready. But I thought I was. So I had to regroup once again in order to get back to where I was before. Now I'm accepting it differently. Now I'm looking at it differently with a little bit more humility than I did before. All because I felt I deserved it. Not true. Not true. Can't feel that way. Can't feel that way. I can't go into this phase of my life the same way that I went into the last one. Thinking and feeling and knowing that I was ready. That's the problem with myself. I'm not speaking on you, but with myself, I can't know. I can't feel that I know anything. Sorry about the background. I can't feel that I know anything. I have to always be ready for the next question, if you get that. Let me come back to this later once I'm away from the construction and stuff like that. So as I was saying, I would always think I knew. I know this is going to happen. I know things are going to get better. I know this and I know that. But I stopped seeking the knowledge and stopped seeking the questions because I felt I had it all figured out, like I said. And as I always say to myself, one should always seek the reason why instead of the answer, because will you ever really find the answer on this path that we're all on? You know, regardless of the destination, we're all on the same path towards something, is what I'm saying. But always seek the reason why. Always seek to ask why, because the answer is always going to be so many different things. Always going to be so many different things. Always going to be so many different ways a person can get to a certain destination, or a person can get to a version of success or a version of their happiness. Their happiness may not be your happiness. Their success may not be your version of it. Your version of success may be to have so much money you don't know what to deal with. Your version of success may be to have everyone love you. Or your version of success may be to, you know, just whatever it may be. It may be different from the next person. It may be different from the next person, from the person that you see who's driving a $100,000 car. May seem more successful than the person that's driving a van. But you never know. The person that's driving a van may have a family, and that van gets them around to every different destination, every different ball game, different practice, different job, different whatever, to fulfill their family. They're happy. They get to travel. They get to do this. But your $100,000 two-seater doesn't really do those things. You may not get to travel to those special places as much. You may not get to go to different games, different functions, different this, different that. Your $100,000 validation is much more than that person's $10,000 validation. Because you felt you needed that car more than you needed the security. You know, because that van is way more secure than that $100,000 sportsmobile you got. If you look at it like that, if you look at life in that sense. Most people don't. Most people feel, I have this car, I have it made, nothing can happen to me. It's not true. That is not true. I know plenty of people in that situation who I've talked to, because, you know, I know people in the different walks of life. I know millionaires, and I know people just scraping to get by. I'm one of those scraping to get by sort of folks. But I also keep my spectrum, so to speak, sort of wide open as to where I feel I can blend in and still be myself. Because I want to walk into a room of a lot of different people, or walk into an auditorium, a lot of different people one day, and not only have the haves, but also have the have-nots, and also have the, you know, the wills and the wants, so to speak. And everyone can blend, and everyone can work together, and everyone can come, and everyone can coincide, and everyone can grow. That's what I feel I bring differently to, you know, this space of podcasting, the space of being a creator. I feel I bring that differently because you may only bring one group of people with you. Or you may only target one group of people. But me, myself, I know a lot of different people that listen to this podcast that, like I said, various walks of life. And they all tend to get the same thing.
Go ahead.
And they all tend to get the same thing from it. You have an outlook that needs to be broadcast. You have an outlook that needs more and more eyes on it, more and more ears to it. And like I said, when I felt that I was on that path, I lost it all. Because like I said, I knew I had it figured out. Feels good when you don't have the answer. Full of way more life than I've been in a while because I still feel I'm seeking something, so to speak. One of these days, this podcast is not going to come from me walking to various places. This podcast is going to be viewed and broadcast to those 9 different countries that listen to my voice. I'm going to travel to different places. I'm going to uplift more. I know this. I just have to keep seeking and keep searching for the why. And each place that I speak, each place that I know my struggle, my story will help. As I'm still going through it, as I'm still navigating this journey, each place that I go to, I'm going to be searching for the why. And like I said, I'm not going to find it because I don't want to find it. I don't want to find it just yet. I never want to find it, quite honestly. I never want to have an answer to that question that I asked a long time ago, you know, that I said that I've always wondered why people say the things they say about me. Why people look to my so-called knowledge and stuff like that. Why am I being viewed like that? I no longer want to find the answer to that question. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. So continuing to search for the why, continuing to find new questions, that's the journey I'm on. That's what keeps me focused, keeps my brain going when I have something to seek. Like I said, I lost that. I'm glad I found that. I'm glad I understand that I don't have the answers. I'm glad I was able to find out and realize that I'm not ready and not get so down on myself to understand and appreciate that I'm not ready. Like I said, I'm all right with that. I'm okay with that. Like I always say, we're one. I'm you, you're me. That's a great thing, ain't it? To wake up with a new reason to continue living instead of feeling like you've done it already. Patience is a podcast.